You're listening to episode 277 of Women Worldwide. How much do you think about natural health? And what are you doing to support your immune system? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning in, for showing up, for being here with us. I know there's challenging times. There's a lot going on in your world. And I really appreciate that you continue to share to let me and my team know how you're doing, what you need. Remember, you're not alone. The more you share, we line up the guests who give the advice to help you. All right, I want to get right to today's topic. It's an important one, and my special guest. The topic is the road to natural health. With everything going on, there's a lot of stress, and really need to be working on health and building up your immune system. After all, we're in a global pandemic. Joining me on the show is my special guest, Tina Anderson. And Tina has a really interesting journey, because she went from trial attorney into the world of natural health. And she studied disease prevention and wellness and gut health. I just want to mention that she has introduced several products to the world, but this product right here, which is a probiotic and also an antioxidant, which I'm taking, she's introduced that to the world. And she's here today to share about her journey and to give you some advice about wellness and gut health. So, Tina, there's so much more I could say about you, but it's better you share your story and advice. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Deirdre. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be face-to-face with you, because I am really happy to be taking your product. It's a probiotic and antioxidant, and I've been taking probiotics for a really long time, so I'm feeling good. First off, I want to tell you that I'm feeling good taking your product. But before we dive into the importance of the wellness and the gut health, maybe you can just quickly share that pivot from legal into pharmaceutical to natural health.
Sure. You know, I started my career journey, like you said, as a trial attorney. I was in litigation for many years, and I worked crazy hours, and it was not conducive to being a mom. And I have, you know, three children right now. Now they're two of them are adults and grown, but you know, I have three children, and I just wanted to spend more time at home with my kids. But I still wanted to be practicing law and working. I enjoyed working; I always have. And so, I was able to go into pivot my career into a family pharmaceutical business, where I was able to have a much better work life balance and still be able to, you know, practice law and do what I needed to do there. But then after being in the pharmaceutical industry, I really saw a lot of the abuses in the industry. I saw the rampant overprescribing of drugs. I saw people just turning to pharmaceuticals and not looking at like the root cause of a problem. And we saw that with relatives. We saw that in the industry that we were in. And my husband and I are really deep thinkers. We read a lot of Norman Vincent Peale and Wayne Dyer, and we just knew we weren't doing our life's work. And so we searched to do something in the natural health and wellness space, which is the way we lived our lives already with ourselves and our three children. And so I feel like being at the right place at the right time and a lot of prayer and affirmation, we were able to license the exclusive strains to these very, very special probiotic strains that were not available in the U.S. market. They are very different. They're a completely different category than anything in the U.S. market, even though they've been used in Asia and Europe for many years. So And, you know, never look back. It's been the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on, bar none. It is so satisfying and amazing. And I've loved every minute of it.
Well, it is really interesting because it's so different to go from trial attorney into what you're doing now. And, you know, I'm just wondering, because the immune system, it's so important. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I did see a statistic that 70% of your health is in your gut. Is that actually accurate, that stat?
Yeah, the 70% is probably referring to your immune tissue. Your immune, 70%, 70 to 80% actually of your immune system is actually found in your gut lining. But I would say 99.99% of your health is related to the health of your gut. It's hard to find any disease that does not stem from an imbalance in your gut. From heart disease to diabetes to cancer, of course, people start thinking of, you know, you have some gut, like your stomach hurts, you're not regular, you have constipation, diarrhea, gas, bloating, ulcers, all that kind of stuff. That's, of course, that means you have an imbalance in your gut. But people don't think, oh, I have anxiety and depression. Maybe that has a correlation with my gut.
No, I don't think people would even make that connection.
Absolutely, it does. There's something called a vagus nerve. It's the largest nerve that we have in our body, and it literally connects the brainstem to the gut, and the gut is sending signals to the brain, and the brain is sending signals to the gut. So, you know, it really is hard to find any health condition that's not associated with an imbalance of the gut. It all starts in the gut. That is ground zero for health. You know, Alzheimer's, dementia, I mean, all the things that people are plagued with in this day and age.
That's fascinating, and I'm wondering how many people in the general population realize this. So what exactly, when somebody says, I want to take a probiotic, or I'm thinking of taking a probiotic, is their doctor involved in this? Or is when you want to take a supplement, like who do you turn to know that it's sort of, because you might be taking other things, like how careful do you have to be?
Yeah. Well, I think it's always good to go to the brand and ask them, you know, I'm taking this. Are there any contraindications of this product? Doctors, of course, will tell you, but most allopathic, most conventional doctors aren't really versed on probiotics. You know, right. In fact, many of them will say, oh, make sure you take a probiotic when you're on an antibiotic, which is great that they're at least saying that because we know antibiotics. Right. And so, you know, they'll tell you that, and then they'll say, oh, make sure you get one in the refrigerator. And it's like, that is such a myth out there to have people think taking a refrigerator probiotic means it's a...
I did think that. I thought that until I found yours. There's no refrigeration needed.
Absolutely, right. And there's no, and that doesn't mean that other non-refrigerated ones are stable either, but the reason people think that a probiotic needs to be refrigerated to be a high quality probiotic is because they're live organisms in the refrigerator. Supposedly, they're live organisms. So let's say they made the whole transportation journey from manufacturer to, you know, the health food store or the grocery store, then the transportation from there to your home. Let's just say they really are alive, which many of them aren't. What in the world will they do when they hit your body temperature, which is 98.6? You know, these strains can't even withstand the room temperature of the store shelf. How in the world will it withstand your body temperature, which is 98.6? And so the answer is many of them don't. So doctors are still learning, you know, unfortunately, and this is one of the reasons we got out of pharma is that, you know, there's so many wonderful doctors out there that are so well intended in helping. Yeah. But the problem is they're being educated by big pharma. I mean, medical schools are funded by big pharma. Pharmaceutical reps are in doctor's office every day educating them on the newest product and the newest this. They're all band-aids on a problem. They are not solutions. Our focus at our company, our mission is really been to empower people to take control of their own health and understand what's the root cause of an issue. What is the root cause of any medical issue? It's not just putting a Band-Aid on. I mean, if you have high cholesterol, why do you have high cholesterol? I mean, fine if you want to take something for a while or have anxiety or depression. Why do you have that? Is it your lifestyle? Is it some imbalance going on with your hormones? Is it, you know, is there imbalance going on your, with your gut? There's not a focus in conventional medicine right now to focus on the root cause of why people are suffering so badly right now. Why are they getting sick all the time? Why do so many people have allergies? You know, what is the cause of all of this? And most of this is really, it stems from an imbalance in your gut. And yet people are not, you know, doctors aren't focusing on that the way that I would like to see them focusing on it. So, but you know, as far as finding out what to be taking, it's always great to talk to the brand, ask that there's any contraindications with the product, you know, and that kind of thing. You could always ask a pharmacist, you could call a pharmacist and ask them. You could always ask your doctor. I mean, of course it's fine to ask your doctor about it, but most don't, like with a probiotic, very rarely that a doctor would ever tell you not to take a probiotic because, right. But most of them, they may say most of them are doing anything, which is true. There, a lot of them really aren't doing anything because they're dying. Remember, we talked about they're most die before they ever get to the intestines. And so that's the difference between the spores that are in just broth.
So for also, I noticed that the probiotic is also, it's a probiotic and antioxidant. Now, is that something that's different too? Where you combine that?
Yes, it's very different. And in fact, we don't really necessarily combine it. It's one of the probiotic strains in there actually produces RDA levels of carotenoids. So all these antioxidants, so alpha, beta carotene, lycopene, lutein, astaxanthin, all these incredible carotenoids, antioxidants are actually being produced in the intestines exactly where they need to be absorbed. So just to have everyone remember, like the important thing when you're taking a probiotic is that it arrives in the intestines alive. That journey from the mouth all the way to the intestines is very, very difficult. It's hot for one. It's, you know, your body temperature is 98.6. The stomach acid is very acidic. It's meant to be a gastric barrier. So it's very acidic. So 99% of the probiotics on the market will die by the time they get to the intestines. And so then you have dead bacteria in the intestines, which is fine. And it might actually give some symptomatic relief, but it's not really going to the root cause of the problem. Where the strains in Just Thrive, why they're so different, the spores they actually have a shell around themselves. They have this endospore shell that is natural. We didn't do anything to engineer them. These are the same strains our ancestors got from nature. And this shell allows them, they're dormant in the bottle. They're dormant when they go through your by the time they get into your body. And then they are dormant in the gastric system, the stomach. And it's not until they hit the intestines that they take their shell off, they recognize it as their home, and they become alive. They go into their live vegetative cell state. So the important thing, it's not important that they're alive in the refrigerator. It's important that they're alive in the intestines. That's where a probiotic really makes such an incredible difference in the body.
This is fascinating. I mean, I'm learning as we go along. So Tina, I'm just going to ask you to hold your thoughts just for a moment. We're going to shift our focus over to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Routledge Publishing. And I don't know if you know Routledge, but they are one of the largest publishers of academic textbooks and business journals. And they're also the publisher of my book right here, Answers for Modern Communicators. And, you know, Tina, this book is just questions that have been curated over the years around building relationships and reputation and social media and branding. And I thought it would be fun if you answer one of the questions from my book. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I picked for you question number 58, because with what you do, you must be having so many meetings and networking to get your products out there. So the question is, how do you make your first meeting really count?
Really, I think I just start with a personal connection. I really love connecting with people genuinely. It's just a natural thing for me. And I really like to connect with people on a personal level and know a little bit about their personal life. And I think people like to talk about their personal life. So I think that's really what I do to make a meeting count, is just to really get to know the person, because, and then they get to know me. And it's just a deeper connection. And it's really served me in life. I've seen in business. I remember being at an event and somebody asked me what your core competencies are. And I'm like, my gosh, in the industry that I'm in, I mean, I didn't have a lot. I didn't know how to bring a product to market. I didn't know a lot about websites and e-commerce and all of that, but my core competency was just being able to build personal relationships. And that really has made a difference in our business.
Absolutely. Being personal, authentic, the real you builds trust. So thank you so much for answering the question. And yeah. Thank you to Routledge for sponsoring this episode of Women Worldwide. Okay, Tina, let's dive back into our discussion. Really interesting. So we were talking about your product and just the way that this casing comes off at the right time, right? When it hits in the intestine. I'm wondering, is there any challenge around getting people to understand and to educate that your product is different?
Oh, as a matter of fact, there is. It's been very challenging. I mean, we literally were disruptors in the market because, like I said, 99% of the probiotics are made up of these conventional strains that have been out there for years. And we brought a completely different category of probiotics to the market. But they work. And I think that's been what's been so exciting. I mean, we've just been educating. That's what we do. We focus on research. Very rare that supplement companies have double-blind human clinical trials on their products. We have a published double-blind human clinical trial on metabolic endotoxemia, which is incredible. I won't get into all the science, but...
you lost me with what you just said.
Leaky gut. I don't know if people...
But oh, I've heard of that.
Yes, which is a huge, huge epidemic in our country.
Yes.
Suffering from leaky gut.
And people don't even realize it.
Right. Well, that's what's so crazy. The study we did was on otherwise healthy college students who didn't even realize they had a leaky gut. And the problem...
Is that a breakdown in the intestine?
Yes. It's like the intestinal cell wall, the wall that walks from your everything in your intestinal tract. It seeps into your bloodstream. So even particles, you could eat kale all you want and spinach, all these really healthy nutritional foods. But if you have a leaky gut, those food particles, kale does not belong in your bloodstream. And when it gets into your bloodstream, it starts this inflammatory response.
But does taking the probiotic and the antioxidant, does that help with the leaky gut? Can you actually repair that once it starts?
Well, that's what's so exciting about this study. The study that we did was the first and only study on a probiotic or any product that I know of that actually has shown to start sealing up the tight junctions. So they're starting to seal up the gut lining. And the way they measure that is there's a toxin that's in your gut called LPS, lipopolysaccharides. When LPS toxins seep into your bloodstream, it causes this major inflammatory response in our body. And so now we have this major inflammatory response when this leakiness is occurring. And so the spores that are found in Just Thrive, not just any probiotic, but actually these spore-based probiotics, actually have been shown to start sealing up that gut lining and stop that seepage of it. Just after 30 days, no other dietary or lifestyle modifications, no other supplements, nothing, just taking the product for 30 days actually showed a 42% reduction in LPS toxins in the bloodstream. And that's, profound. I mean, there is no study of its kind out there right now that's showing that type of dramatic reduction in LPS toxins in the bloodstream. So, and we know now heightened LPS toxins is a number one driver for Alzheimer's. We know heightened LPS toxins is a driver for heart disease, for diabetes.
These are studies that have already been done where it's proven.
And published. Not just done, but published. So, you don't find probiotics or any supplement. I mean, very rare to find a supplement company that's doing double-blind human clinical trials on research. So it's really given us a unique, I'm a believer in elevating the standards of supplements in this country.
Great.
A lot of times people won't take them because they feel like, it's snake oil. They're promising everything. They're not regulated by the FDA. They are regulated by the FDA.
You don't know how they're manufactured, the process.
Right, right. And I just encourage people, go to the brand, go to them and ask for studies. Ask for what they do. We have survivability studies that have been done by third-party independent labs that have shown that our strains survive 100%, where most other ones are dying 99.99%. We have DNA verification of our products. So we are we are very, we've elevated the standards in the industry, and it's been really fun because it, you know, our product works and it's fun to see people, feel better all the time.
Yeah. And I love the word that you just used. It's fun, right?
Yes.
So here you were burnt out as trial attorney, made your pivot, and it's fun what you're doing, finding your purpose and helping others. Any, big aha moment or uh-oh moment that sort of has stuck with you that you want to share with women worldwide?
I think the biggest aha moment is just seeing that, like with moms who are pregnant and that they're not, I mean, as far as like the product itself, you know, moms who are pregnant don't realize that they're passing on their microbiome. They're passing on their bacteria to their child. And, I think, you know, people are always, I think people aren't focusing on that. You know, that's the only time we're inoculated with our gut bacteria is through vaginal childbirth and breastfeeding and close skin to skin contact. So it's really important that moms take care of their gut microbiome. I feel so blessed that I was able to deliver all my kids vaginally. I, you know, had a healthy microbiome even before we started this. So, and I think actually the bigger aha moment really is really the world we live in is so toxic to our gut. People don't realize that we know we're 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells.
Oh my gosh.
10 times more bacteria. We need to be taking care of our bacteria.
Is that because of what we ingest or what we put on our skin? I mean,
it's the way we were created. We were always 10 times more bacteria than we were human cells. And we just didn't know that until the Human Microbiome Project was launched about 10 years ago by the National Institutes of Health. So it's super important that we recognize that we have to take care of our bacteria. That's why the whole hand sanitizer thing is driving me crazy right now, because like I would never in a million years have used hand sanitizer before this, because I mean, hand sanitizer is killing our bacteria on our hands that we need. We need the bacteria in our mouths and we need it. I mean, now these were extraordinary circumstances, but
sure.
Even, I mean, I really very rarely will use it because I just feel like we need to be washing our hands with soap and water.
Is that better? Because I find myself washing my hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, much more than using the hand sanitizer. I mean, if I'm out and I were to touch something, I would, you know, put the hand sanitizer on. So hand washing is better.
Absolutely. I mean, 100%, because we need the bacteria on our body and we're getting rid of it. And the antibiotics that we take are wreaking havoc on our gut.
Yes.
You know, things like, you know, of course we know antibiotics that we take, but antibiotics are in our food supply. So we're getting in our food supply. Glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which is sprayed all over our food, is
wreaking
havoc on our gut. The air we're breathing, you know, the toxins and our stress. Stress is probably the worst thing. And that's what's so frustrating about what's going on in our world right now is that people are under so much stress and that is all affected in our gut. And 80% of our immune system is found in our gut. And yet we are literally wreaking havoc on our gut and the scaring of people is very, very troublesome from my perspective. I just wish somebody would stand up on a podium during this and say, you know, for God's sakes, we've just had 3 months where we've all been locked in or, you know, close to being locked in. And we could have used this time to exercise more, eat healthier, you know, stay away from alcohol and, you know, try to do things to, nobody's talking about taking care of our gut health. And it's like, this is the most important time. The only defense we have against what's going on right now is our own immune system, which 80% of it is found in our gut. So,
so important what you're saying.
Yeah,
it really is. It sounds like it's also it's a combination. If you're paying attention to your gut health, it also means that you're being good to your mind, your body. You're doing things to reduce your stress as well.
That's what somebody said to me once. Yeah, you take your probiotic for maybe gut issues, and side effects may include better immune system, may include you know, more energy, better sleep, better weight management.
Happier.
It's like, it's so...
Better relationships.
Right, exactly.
So great. I'm so glad you said that because it reminds me of the pharmaceutical commercials where you see all the happy people and then they say your left arm will fall off. You know?
It's so awful. Exactly. So
terrible. Yes. So we're actually at the point of the show where I ask you that advice question where you can kind of round it all out. So, you know, Tina, just supporting advice to all of those Women Worldwide listeners out there. What do you want to tell them about the road to natural health and how they can really put more of a focus on their gut health?
Yeah. I would encourage everyone to truly take charge of their own health. When you get your blood work back from your doctor, you go to the doctor and, you know, ask why. Ask why do I have this condition, and get to the root cause of it. And they may not help you get to the root cause of it, but look into functional medicine doctors or integrative medicine doctors. It doesn't mean that you can't still go to your regular allopathic conventional doctor, but go to a functional medicine doctor and maybe they can help you get to the root cause of an issue. For sure, it will start in the gut because everything does. But that doesn't mean there aren't other things. There may be, like I said, hormonal imbalances, but there are some, and there's also other blood work doctors could do for you that, you know, a functional medicine doctor may be able to, you know, look at. But there's hormone tests that I think are really important for women to look at. But I just would encourage everybody to don't just accept, oh, I have this, I have to be on this pharmaceutical for the rest of my life. That shouldn't be the answer. Maybe you'll be on it for a while. Maybe you'll be on it for a little while until you figure out the root cause. But I would encourage you to get to the root cause and you will really feel so much better. And that's what I would say. Definitely just take control of your own health.
It's really good. Take control. Ask why. Don't just take something because you can, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You see it all the time.
Awesome. Well, last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you and Just Thrive and all of your products?
It would probably just be at our website, which is justthrivehealth.com. And we're also like on Instagram and Facebook at Just Thrive Health. So whatever works for everyone. And our customer service team is phenomenal. We have the greatest team ever. And you know, just if you need any questions answered, definitely give them a call.
Awesome. Tina, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your journey, and excellent, excellent advice about the immune system and gut health. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Deirdre. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Women Worldwide. Please keep letting us know how you're doing, how you're feeling, and what you need. You can always tweet me. I'm at Dee Breckenridge. Email me at Deirdre@pureperformance.com. That's with two M's. .com. We always love hearing your feedback. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay healthy, focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.